You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A little curious why there hasn't been any updated information on this homeowner-involved shooting out of Blue Springs. There's been no update today, and I know it's a federal holiday, and maybe that's why, but it's still a death investigation. A suspected burglar is dead, if you missed the headline early this morning, after a homeowner says they opened fire during a break-in, according to the Blue Springs Police Department. It happened on Southwest Little Garden Lane and Southeast 3rd Street. It looks like a condo. And dispatchers said that a homeowner called 911 to report that someone had illegally entered the home. Police say the homeowner shot the suspect before officers got there. Suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives, and this is 7 hours ago, say they were conducting an active shooting investigation and additional information will be released as it becomes available. But Sam, I pulled up one of the photos of this condo.
Yeah.
It actually looks a lot like one of the condos my daughters used to live in Lawrence.
You know, you got
the condo on the left, condo on the right, brand new condo. And it looks like the garage door, you got the crime scene tape in the front yard.
Yep.
The garage door is completely buckled and bashed in.
Outward.
Out. I couldn't tell. When I first saw it, I was like, what the hell happened to the garage?
It's pushed out.
Your theory is what here?
It appears that somebody tried to reverse a vehicle out of that garage before the door opened. Or maybe the door wasn't even opening at all. Again, just theorizing, could be a situation where they were trying to steal the homeowner's car. And the guy came out and caught him, and he decided, well, can't wait for the door to go up, threw it in reverse, and tried to back out.
Can I ask you, because I don't understand or follow gun laws, because I'm not a gun person, someone in your garage is, theoretically, that is an aggravated burglary. That is...
Under the protect your castle doctrine, I do think that that would qualify. The argument would be if they were actively reversing out of your garage.
In your car that belongs to you.
Right. Were they... fleeing.
I was going to ask you the exact same thing.
That's a tough one.
Because I was thinking this was an intruder that like came into the bedroom or something. And if this person was shot in the front seat of the car as they were backing out trying to steal a car, which again, we don't know, but that garage door is bashed out all the way to hell.
That's what it looks like.
I'm real curious what our listeners have to say about that. Because with respect to the garage, and tell your teenagers this. If your teenagers during the summer think it's funny to go, quote, garage sailing, looking for the garage refrigerator beer in an open garage door.
Or really anything in an open garage door.
Police will always remind us during the summer that is aggravated burglary. If someone is home, that is aggravated burglary.
Yes.
You are going into that house, even if it's a 16-year-old that thinks it's going to be funny because I see a beer fridge and I am going to go steal a couple of beers.
Just because you didn't B&E doesn't mean it's not the B.
That is aggravated burglary.
Different B, but yes.
And so I think in the garage, that's aggravated burglary.
I would think that that's how that would apply.
But if someone is reversing in a stolen car out of your house, it doesn't make much sense that the shooting would have happened somehow after someone tried to reverse out of the garage.
From the text line, classes I've taken say if the threat is leaving you, you have no right to shoot.
Inside your property?
So do you just have to sit there and watch the guy pull away with your car? I'm not saying we need to start opening fire on everybody that tries to steal from us.
I can argue it both ways, Sam.
That's a tough one.
It's my house. Someone is in my house. But why is it that I feel like the shooting feels more justified? It feels more justified if the person is walking around in your house than reversing.
Because you have a more legitimate claim of threat.
Not saying that's what happened, but I'm curious what you guys
So section 563.031 is Missouri's quote unquote castle doctrine. It's not exactly what we call it. Where does it apply? According to Gemini, your dwelling, that's your house, your apartment, or any place that you sleep
at night.
That would
include your garage.
Your residence, the broader property or curtilage, like a fenced-in yard or detached garage. Oh, so it actually does apply to that, even if it isn't attached to your house. An occupied vehicle, your truck, your SUV, that would mean that you would have to be in the vehicle and any private property that you own or lease.
Huh.
When are you justified in using force to escalate to deadly force? The law requires a higher threshold. You must reasonably believe that deadly force is necessary to protect against death or serious injury, a forcible felony, an intruder who has unlawfully entered or is attempting to unlawfully enter your dwelling.
Phones are already ringing. I'm telling you,
Sounds to me like he was in the dwelling. I think that would apply under that third bullet.
I can see this going either way because there is no question here. Someone was reversing to haul ass out. Someone, we don't know who.
Yeah.
There is no question someone was reversing to haul ass out of this
space. And how
space.
Do you know they're not going to throw that car in drive
you
and
don't.
Turn your vehicle
you
into a weapon?
You don't.
I mean, I feared for my life.
Well, yeah. 913-586-7798. I'm curious what you think about this. And on any normal day, I would reach out to any number of prosecutors who are friends of the program and ask, but today is a federal holiday. So I'm curious what you think if you are a gun owner. Because I think, too, let's go back to the beer in the refrigerator example. And that's why this has always been so scary for law enforcement. And they'll tell you this. Theoretically, a 16-year-old in your house stealing a beer out of your refrigerator is there unlawfully, theoretically. But if you ask most people, is it okay to open fire on a 16-year-old taking a beer out of your fridge? I think the common man there would be like, come on. Is that really necessary? 913-586-7798. You can text us at that number as well. Let's go to Christy quick in Blue Springs before we take the break. Hey, Christy.
Hey, ironically, I'm in Blue Springs. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to see if there's any indication in any of these stories that the homeowner knew the suspect, and I'm not seeing that anywhere.
Let me tell you where my brain is going. My brain is going a domestic situation. Somebody was possibly in the house. A fight incurred something. The person said, well, I'm leaving. No, you're not. Wouldn't open the garage door. The person in the car opened the garage door. The other person hits the button to go down, and a fight ensued. To me, it doesn't seem like a home invasion.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but police are calling this a burglary. And I feel like if this was a domestic situation, they would have said, we're still trying to untangle this. It is a domestic situation.
And they probably would have had some sort of indication by now that the two knew each other.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, this had escalated, or there would have been signs of some sort of struggle inside the home, which we don't know of. It's so early in the investigation.
It's an active investigation.
It's a wild one.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Park straight ahead. Festivus Friday, by the way, coming your way in 30 minutes. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.